The Parks Casino, New Jersey Chime Time. It's 10:09. Dennis and Judy Show. I'm Dennis Malloy.
I'm Judy Franco. What's going on, baby doll? We're back,
hey,
and better than ever.
Unbelievable.
I've been meaning to ask you, by the way.
Yeah.
Why do I have echo in the studio? Something's up in the studio.
Dennis, you might have your volume up on your iPad or whatever you're FaceTiming on.
Also,
I do not.
It could just be his headphones because he keeps them up really loud, but I don't think that's what it is. It's a little annoying, but anyway, I'm going to talk and you guys work this out.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask Dennis how his pet ducks are. You guys don't know. Anybody who listened to the past 25 seasons of the Dennis and Judy Show knows that Dennis has these ducks. There's the, you did it.
Okay.
No, you didn't. I hear it. There's, but we call them thucks.
As long as Kyle, you don't hear an echo?
No, I hear it.
You do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
At some point, we'll figure it out. So anyway, he has how many devices, right? So Dennis and I are both broadcasting from our remote studios. And so that's why you might hear a little bit of technical glitchiness today, but that's okay. Dennis and I have named one of the ducks in Dennis's house, or in Dennis's, I guess not in his house, at his house, a thuck. I want to explain to you what a thuck is. Dennis says that he has a duck that's a thug that picks on every other duck. He's got one sweet duck. One duck died because he could not bear the brunt of the thug duck, which I've now renamed a thuck because it's just fantastic. And so we thought it would be interesting to know if anybody else, thank you, whatever you just did, if anybody else has adopted wildlife, feeds wildlife, thinks that the critters that come into their backyard are theirs. And now Dennis is one of you. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number.
Let me explain. If I had live firearms here at the house,
right,
I'd be having Peking duck for dinner.
You don't even like Chinese food.
I don't even like Chinese food or waterfowl for eating. However, members of the family said, oh, they're cute, feed them. So I started buying $40 duck food. And then I was going through it like once a week. I was like, I'm not spending $40 a week on these mongrel freaking half-breed wild ducks.
And not to mention the thuck.
Right. The thucks. Two of the thucks are dead.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought the thuck A killed the weaker duck.
No, what happened was a family member of mine killed one of the, let me start from the beginning. So it's, there were two
Do
ducks that came to my house. on the lake, right? So they're,
right.
And I fed them little things, whatever, and they kept coming back. So I bought duck food and I was feeding them. And, you know, whenever a family would come over, that's cute. Look, there's ducks. Okay. And they're half-breed ducks. They were like ducks that mated. They were like domestic ducks mated with wild ducks. So they look kind of funky.
Don't they look the same?
No. Why? Well, domestic ducks are white, and they walk around, whang, 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 whatever. And wild ducks, they migrate. So these ducks are too stupid to migrate because they can't really fly. They just waddle around and bother the out of me.
Wow.
So I kept feeding them. And
for full disclosure, Kyle... He says that they bother the out of him, but when he came over, he flipped through pictures, 1,000 pictures for me to see them, and then called them by name.
It's proud grandfather.
And, yeah. And said to his girlfriend, like, is this Gloria? No, that one is Susan.
Well, anyway,
Dennis,
they're kind of cute. They're kind of cute, but when they got expensive and annoying, that's when I yearned for a firearm. But so feeding the ducks, then 4th of July last year, one of the family members saw these three brown ducks showed up from nowhere. I don't know where they're from. And they started bothering the ducks. And one of my family members threw a half full beer can at one of the thugs. Thug ducks. And a day later, there were two instead of three. So, okay, then they were fighting in the pond every day. They were fighting. The Betty and Frank, the two ducks I have.
They have names.
Betty and Frank came, and we would fight the two remaining thugs. Then
I love that we just coined this phrase, and now that's just what it is.
And it was more of a fair fight, you know, because it was two on two. Before, it was three thugs.
I
got to be careful.
Abusive. It's abusive.
So then they calmed down, and then winter came, and I didn't see any of them. They all went. I thought, well, maybe they flew away, but they're too stupid to fly. So,
well, they're not spring, too stupid. I think
whatever.
That
I don't know where they went. I don't know where they went.
Right.
So it's come springtime. Wah, here they come with one thuck left. So one of the two remaining thucks died, I guess, over the harsh.
Do you just want to say that word a lot? Because I did.
A lot.
Okay.
I'm going to call it the Thuck and Judy Show.
It's so good, and I want credit for it.
You got it. All right. So now.
Let's go to Linda because she wants to tell her story, and your story. No offense, could go on for a long time.
No, I just want to wrap it up. So there's three ducks, Betty, Frank, and Rosie, or they've named the third duck different things. But I've switched from duck food, which is $40 a bag, to a giant box of Cheerios, which is $4 a box. And they go through about once a week.
Uh-huh.
And they come three times a day. So if I'm out there on the deck at lunchtime, they're like, wah, 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 wah. Come up on my property and they sit by my car and look in the window. All right, take this call and then I'll continue.
Okay, because you sound like you're getting frustrated. But our question is, when have you ever adopted, or do you know other people who've adopted the wildlife around their home and taken it upon themselves to either take care of them or give them aid? Maybe they were injured. 1-800-283-101.5. App chat is open too. And I always say, God made them wild for a reason. Just leave them alone. Linda in Punxsutawney wants to tell you about her raccoon friends. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Really glad to hear you guys back together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we have some mafia raccoons around here in Punxsy, especially around my house. If I put my leftovers in the trash and put it out in the trash can, and we've even got those bins with the heavy lids.
Yes.
These raccoons will get into everything. But if I give them protection money, my leftovers under the pine trees up front, they leave my trash alone. So I paid the protection money, and amazingly,
Linda,
my trash is fine.
Linda, this is Rocky the raccoon. Thanks so much for, the down payment. We'll leave you your other garbage alone, but just make sure you keep it coming every evening, all right, hey, Linda?
Yeah, I think if I pay them, they run off the possums. I don't know, but my trash is okay as long as I leave the offering under the tree.
God, that's hysterical.
I try to do that in my garden. I think that if you put like half-eaten tomato that the, I don't know what is eating it out there, squirrels, chipmunks, if I leave it away from the garden, like, all right, here, finish the tomato over there. Leave my tomato plants alone.
So like it's like a bribe? Are you sure these aren't like elected officials?
Well, she's not in New Jersey.
The animal kingdom. Jersey,
it would be, yeah.
Linda, thank you so much for calling New Jersey 101.5. Have you taken it upon yourself to take care of wild animals? 1-800-283-101.5. Adopt them, feed them. There's a deer in your backyard. There's a feral cat. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. Your call's coming up 10:18. Here's New Jersey Fast Track.
Station continues. Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
It's the Dennis and Judy Show, and we're back. It is, 10:25? Tuesday morning. Going to get real hot today, as Dan Zarrow mentioned. And tomorrow, going to be another record breaker, 100 degrees or whatever. Judy's the pool open?
Oh, we had to open it early this year because we did a new deck surface around it. So it's actually been open since like beginning of May.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. I'll be over around four.
You could feel free because certainly nobody else is using it. It's unbelievable. Like,
well, you have the kids this summer, right?
The kids, yeah, they go in. But I mean, I haven't been in it all summer. Mark hasn't either. We're coming over.
All right, so do we have any calls on the adopting?
Yeah, we do. Let's go to, but first I wanted to just quickly do this on the app chat because Power Chuck is asking a question, Dennis. He says, yes. Roasted what? And also, wow. Jenna in Millington, taking a page from our thuck conversation before, because some of Dennis's ducks are thugs, so we rename them thucks. She has chromies, a.k.a. crow homies. They live in her house.
And in her house? No.
Well, at her home. Yeah, she's adopted them. She's not in a fight with them like I am with the doe outside my house that we're still arguing.
So when the ducks are not screaming in the lake for me to feed them,
right.
They're on the side of the house, in the driveway, next to my car or whatever other car is parked there, and they kind of like nest under the car. So
are they playing banjos? Because they sound like
inbred ducks.
Crossbred inbred ducks. I stole that from Reed in Hamilton. He goes, crossbred inbred ducks playing dueling banjos, acting like fucking
thugs. Thug ducks. Okay, so one morning I hear.
Yeah.
What is that? Is there a critter inside my home? Is there somebody pecking away at the mortar outside to get into my house? What is that? I look outside and there's the three ducks pecking at my basement window. They see their reflection.
Oh, because they're stupid.
They're beyond
all
stupid.
All ducks are stupid though, Dennis. I mean, they don't have to be inbred.
Right.
Hillbilly ducks to be stupid.
So now when I hear that noise, if I have company, they go, what's that? That's the ducks pecking at their reflection.
Yeah.
Then I put a mirror out there one time and they went crazy.
Yes, I was going to bring that up, but then I said people are going to think that you're abusive to your ducks.
I'd stop. I only did that once.
You got to send that video to Kyle. He set up a mirror sideways.
And so
they eye level. Peck at each other and they peck at themselves. And it's like abuse.
They couldn't figure out why they went around the mirror to see, well, he must be back there.
Yeah.
And there was no duck there. And it got confused and crazy. And the female then started pecking the male like, go get him. What are you doing?
Yeah. She was upset that her protector
wasn't
protecting her from her own reflection.
I'm surprised they came back after you tortured him like that.
Oh, he tortured them.
I just did that once. And then I said, all right, that's enough. They're too stupid to enjoy this.
Stupid to enjoy it the way we do.
So yeah, I never did that again. But and I'm nice.
I was gonna call PETA on him when he showed you that. It was hysterical.
So now when they show up and I feed them Cheerios for $4 a box, the fish from underneath the sunnies come up and they're flopping around and the ducks are diving down for the Cheerios. And then there's a turtle that comes around and says, oh, I see the ducks are here. There must be feeding time. So now there's a menagerie of animals.
It is hysterical to me. I just cannot. Anyway, Janice in Whippany has taken care of squirrels. She's going to tell you how she beats you.
Good.
But maybe there aren't thug squirrels. We're going to hear about, thug squirrels. So what would they be? Squirrels. Janice is going to tell us in Whippany all about her squirrels. I hope you can hang on because this really sounds like a great story. We have to take a small break because we want to check in on the news. It's the not new, but kind of new Dennis and Judy show. More coming up after this.
Let's get back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
We're back.
You, man. It's all you.
It's all you, Judy. We're talking about adopting wild animals. You feed them. You care for them. Your neighbor does. And it's annoying. I had these ducks that came to my house. There were two. Then three joined them. Then two of the three died. So now it's a trio of these ducks. And the brown one, I even showed it. I went to Bass Pro Shop in Atlantic City. And I was, and this guy was a duck hunter that was in the Sportsman Center department. And I said, can you tell me, have you ever seen this kind of duck before? And it's one of the thugs, one of the thug ducks that was attacking my mixed domestic ducks. And he said, that looks like a brown worm. No, I've never seen one of those. So this brown duck, the thuck, is of unknown origin. Now, someone said the thug squirrels that were attacking another listener, they could be called squugs.
I don't mind it, but I'm just going to say it's a little wordy. Yeah. It's a little cumbersome.
I like squirrels.
Squirrels.
Squirrels. No, the end has to be clean. Squirrels.
Do not feed wildlife. We've always said this. It's just not a good idea.
Is she still there?
Yeah, we do. Yes, she's ready. Okay. I'm sorry I spoke.
No. Oh, God. Day two, and it started.
By the way, I stole that from my husband, Mark.
What?
He's every day. Sorry I spoke. Because he'll be like, hey, you want to go to this place for dinner? I'm like, nah, we just went there. Okay, sorry I spoke. Janice in Whippany. Hello, welcome to the program. Janice is taking care of menageries full of animals. Right, Janice?
I always have, yes.
Name them.
Our property has a little patch of woods in the back, and for some reason we get an awful lot of wildlife back there. So it started off with feeding just the birds in the bird feeder, and I started to get squirrels attacking the bird feeder, and I decided to give them their own peanuts. But then I decided I wanted to see if I could get the squirrels to take the peanut from my hand. So it was just a challenge. Like, I wanted to see if I could do it. So I started to throw the peanuts to them, then I would sit outside and throw the peanuts closer to where I was sitting, and then eventually on my deck, and then I tried to get them to come inside. So I started with putting the peanut on the end of a barbecue skewer, and it would take the peanut from there. Then I just put it in my hand, and he took it from my hand, and then I said, I think I could get him to come inside. So I started leaving my back door just cracked open a little bit, and I would kind of hold the peanut there. And then eventually he just, maybe 10, 15 times a day, and come over and take his peanut from us.
In the house?
In the house, yes, in our kitchen. This went on for years.
How long of a period of time did it take for him to get that comfortable?
I would say from starting to just kind of toss the peanuts to them to him coming in the house was a few months at least.
Have you Googled their lifespan?
I don't know. I think it was maybe
That, Dad?
Because they've got a lifespan of about 2 years in suburbia.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
I think they might be longer than that. I'm not sure, but we had this one in particular. He was coming around for years.
Wow, good. I just didn't want you to be sad when, one day you open your back door and Rocky the squirrel or whatever his name is. What was the name of the squirrel in the cartoon?
Oh, yeah, one of them was Rocky.
It wasn't Rocky.
No?
Oh, Rocky, yeah, and Bullwinkle?
Yeah.
Rocky was a squirrel? Rocky was a squirrel. Wow, Den. I don't think I knew that. That's amazing.
What town are you in?
I'm in Whippany.
Whippany. And that's kind of sparse.
It's not particularly woodsy. It's just sort of very typical suburban, but I don't know why. We just happen to have a lot of wildlife. We even have little baby groundhogs. We got those. We fed those by hand. My daughter was petting the baby groundhogs. I don't know what's going on in my yard, but
they've adapted. They've adapted. Squirrels, foxes even, deer, of course.
Right.
They're everywhere in suburban New Jersey, everywhere.
It's like anywhere they tell you, any plant they tell you that deer don't eat anymore, they've adapted. They've adapted. They now eat anything. And they have to.
Yeah, we get deer, foxes, everything.
Yeah.
Bear, sometimes a bear wanders through. It's But the sad part of the story, or I guess it's a happy part, we did get a dog, and after we got the dog, no more squirrels would come in the house. That was the end of that.
Oh, so that's what everybody should do. Unless you love having all the wildlife knocking on your door. Yeah. But I don't. And you don't, Dennis.
I don't like squirrels.
But what about your ducks? I mean, you say you don't like it, but I really do feel like you like it.
They're okay. I have a garden with flowers and vegetables, and the ducks don't touch them. But, you know, squirrels and chipmunks and all those other little cute little things that people love, if they eat your vegetation, you don't like them.
Right. No, 100%. If they're not destructive, come on in.
Right.
Diana's in Eatontown. She says, here we go. Sometimes we have to feed them. We've taken away too much of their habitat. Who said it was their habitat, Diane?
A lot of them were here before us, and we've been living with them. And if you could see my age, my dad used to have to take me to Lakewood just to see deer. But that's not the case anymore. So with all the habitat lost in Eatontown, they have now become living with us. And
but that,
very little.
But that, you know, meant humans come first.
We have to live with animals or we're going to destruct the whole thing of nature.
Well, Diane, you know what we really have to do, and people don't like to hear this, but I know if you're an animal lover, you would agree with me that we really need to cull the herd. We need to get,
kill
the
deer, they can
diseases. No, I don't agree with you, 110%.
Oh, but if you love animals, would you rather that they get hit by cars and be half dead and trembling on the side of the road?
That's always going to happen, but the deer.
Oh no, that's not always going to happen. It doesn't happen when you do a proper hunt and put people first. You can eat the meat or give the meat to homeless people, and then you put humans first, then you put deer second, and then, as Dennis always says, and I quote you all the time, Mother Nature could be much more cruel to the deer than we could ever be. Like one little humane hunting, one little bullet in the head quickly is better than a deer ending up shredded on the side of the road.
Actually, Judy, you wouldn't have to do a bullet to their head. You would have to hit the heart of a deer to die.
Or wherever you hit. I'm sorry, I'm not a hunter, but wherever,
what I'm saying is
wherever hunters
marksmen.
Hit them, well, marksmen are there to be, to any hunter that I've known, including Dennis, I know used to be a hunter, would only have the best intentions and would only want to kill a deer humanely because nobody wants to watch an animal suffer.
No, it's horrible. And most hunters are like my friend Tony, they're conservationists and they're, naturalists. They're,
so if you really love nature, people, here's what I'm just trying to educate animal lovers about. And I say this all the time. If you love animals, you allow a humane hunting that can really, really get rid of enough that they're safe. But instead, people like to see them half dead and trembling on the side of a highway.
Or the blows bear my mind. Pennsylvania had a horrible mange a couple years ago because there was too many of them. And then the deer here get this blue tongue disease where they get some sort of virus and they're dying all over the place.
Because they're eating things that they really should not be eating. Yeah. And it's very sad.
And is the caller still there?
Hanging by a thread, Dennis.
All right. Well, thank you
like
for the call.
Like the deer population.
We appreciate it. And when she said, when I was a kid, this is how far away, my grandfather used to have to take me to Lakewood to see the deer. And now it's like my grandkids say, my grandfather used to have to take me to Lakewood to see the Jews. Now they're everywhere.
Well, it's funny that you should say that because there's a guy, an Instagram guy who uses deer as a euphemism for Jews.
You're kidding.
Then he goes
like in a negative way?
Yeah, like he goes to all these town meetings and says, what are we going to do about the deer? We got to kill the deer. We got to And he's angry because they take him out of meetings because they know what he's doing. I'm not going to say his name because I don't feel like promoting him anymore.
What town is he? Oh, probably Toms River or Jackson.
He lives around near me. And the funny thing is, and I actually wrote on his Instagram, like, if you're so proud of yourself being a proud anti-Semite, and like his whole thing is like, I'm a truther, then just say what it is. Like, they're taking you out anyway of the meeting because they know you mean Jews.
Right. So just say,
Jews, you know? Anyway, then you're only here one day.
And starting.
Controversy abounds. 1-800-283-101.5 1048. Here's New Jersey Fast Track.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 10:55 on the dot. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Dennis and Judy Show, we're talking about feeding wildlife, adopting wildlife, or maybe your neighbors do, and it's annoying. Every neighborhood, somebody's doing it because wildlife and suburbia have intermingled. Back in the day, when I grew up in suburban New Jersey, well, I was 12, we moved to Delran. I never saw a deer in our little development. Never,
no,
ever.
No. This is new. Let us go. I got that. Thank you, Dan. Brian, he thinks he's in Jackson. I love this. But he's not sure because you don't live in Jackson. You're just kind of just driving through.
No, I'm Tuckerton. Yeah, I live in Tuckerton.
Okay.
And EJ who? I'm sorry.
We love that.
We got people that feed. My yard is filled with chipmunks, and I trap them, and I use them for fishing bait or crabbing bait.
Yikes. I have those chipmunks have a hard traps, but they're too big for chipmunks. They're like squirrel size. And I have so many, I'm overrun with chipmunks, and I guess I have to get a smaller trap. And then I'd have to drive 10 miles.
Dude.
What's that? You can give me one?
Come on over.
Tuckerton. Next time you're in Tuckerton, I got a tiny one. But it works. They make really good shark bait.
So, wait a
minute. For crabbing, too. Crabbing. Put them in crab trap.
Right. And this sounds cruel. So when they're in the trap, to euthanize them, you just drop the trap in the bay, in the water.
Yes.
And then you remove them once they've expired, and you put them in the crab trap for crab bait.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
That's lovely.
Might I say, Brian, that is very Tuckerton of you?
Of course it is, sir. What are you going to do with them? You let them go. They're going to jump on your bumper and come back to your house again.
I mean, he's not wrong, but it sounds cruel. You know, the crabs have to eat, and then, I don't know.
The circle of life.
Right. Do you really use them as crab bait?
No. I tell a little girl down the street that she gets all upset.
Again, very Tuckerton of you.
Now I'm going to get hate mail.
I love Tuckerton. I was there the other day. It's a great spot. It's a Jersey Shore. Great people. Please, no mail from Tuckerton.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you too, Brian.
Thank you for calling.
That's okay. Judy. We'll keep you in line.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll trap you and use you for crab. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, talk to my husband about that. He's been looking for some new threats against me. Mike is in Jackson, feeds the deer, the birds, the ducks. He is part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm part of the problem. You know, we don't have any more whippoorwills or bobwhites anywhere around here because the foxes and all those other animals have eaten them all up.
Yeah.
But, I feed them. I got a neighbor. I mean, why else would you feed them except to eat them, though? You know, I mean, that's the bigger point. And I got a neighbor
feeds the deer to kill them and eat them.
Yeah, you feed them to eat them. Yeah. You know, it keeps them close by, keeps them friendly.
Yeah, they're that's it's called baiting.
There's another word for it. But you know, not for nothing, that other lady that was talking about hunting and culling and all this, that, and the other. All the fishing license and hunting license, that puts like $18.5 million into conservation and taking care of the animals.
Right,
It's
right.
A lot of money that goes into that. And
it really is.
And, you know, like I got a lady up the road up here. She feeds, people feed birds. So she starts feeding the birds. Next thing you know, she's got like 50 vultures around her house and those giant turkeys. So the whole yard is full of what looks like something from the Addams Family, and she's out there feeding them, you know.
Judy, did you ever see turkey vultures?
No, but I remember you talking to me about these and saying, like, they look like they're, yeah, they look like there's some kind of genetic mutation.
Yeah.
Mike, all right, well, thank you. We so appreciate the call. We're going to take a break now. And we got more fun and frivolity coming up on Dennis and Judy 3.0 right after this.
The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey. Chime time is 11:09.
So much fun!
Yeah!
Dennis and Judy 3.0. I'm Judy Franco. That's Dennis Malloy. And Dennis is back. Everybody's excited about it. The app chat is popping.
Can we go back to the last hour real quick? You just mentioned the app chat, and I looked up Scott in Clearwater, Florida says, yeah, I do feed the seagulls at the beach.
I think he's kidding. I
know someone who does that. And I urge her, please don't do it when people are around, because I don't want to get shot in the head or tackled by an angry mob.
She likes wildlife.
What can I say? But it's, please don't feed the seagulls, please. It's foreigners who do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Maybe in their country they don't have an abundance of seabirds.
Yes.
Like we do here.
Yeah. I don't know why people do that, Dennis, but I just have to say, I saw a foreign family in Florida doing it. Their daughter was doing it, and they were running around. They were so happy doing it. And I said, I think you have to give people from another country a pass.
Yeah. Well, a pass and a scolding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just say, here we not do this. Oh, by the way, one of the bits that people said, I hope you do when you get back on with Judy. We did a bunch of them yesterday. Your Hispanic lady.
Yeah. Okay.
So if I tell you, please, don't, here we don't, in America, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, hi, you look lovely today. Your children are beautiful. We don't feed the seagulls. It's
okay, but you know, my kids, they like to feed because the birds, they look hungry.
They do, that's what they have fish for. They go out in the ocean. You see them diving? See the ones out there diving?
No, but you listen to me, okay? We have the French fries.
Do what?
The French fries, fresh. And we give them the fresh fries because they are, you know, they like to eat. This is being nice to their
birds. But what happens is a bunch of them come around and then they poop on other people.
No. It's okay. It's good for you. It's good luck, they say.
The poop is good luck. Okay. Yes. Well, take your good luck to the other end of the beach.
Okay, this is good. We take the luck to the other side.
All right, very good.
And listen, we have a little surprise for you.
I'm afraid to ask.
Somebody's on the phone. You didn't get the call screen yet?
No, I can't.
Oh, this is great, because that means we're really surprising you. But actually, no, you know he's calling.
Yes.
Dennis, this is your life. Your old friend Al from Surf City. But first, Al, hang on a minute. We're asking people if they've ever driven a car more miles than Dennis has driven his. So far, Den holds the record.
Well, no.
Dennis once drove a car 7,850,000 miles. Remember?
Well, I had a Ford Escape that I had it for 230,000 miles. I gave it to my son. He put another 100,000 on it. Right. And I was like diligent in maintaining it. He did not give a, you know what, because it was older.
Right.
And still got another 100,000 out of it. Right now, I have 252,000, which, by the way, if you go on one of those sites where you trade your car in.
Yeah.
It's in good shape. Other than the mileage, it's in good shape. They offered, one of the websites offered me $7,000. That's when it had 235,000 miles back in February.
Do that, Dennis.
So I might. Well, I'm going to trade it in. I'm going to give whatever.
All right. But, anyway, yeah. your boyfriend's on the line. Al, talk to me.
Listen, what do you think is going about with Dennis and Judy 2.5? Because since you're only doing half of week. And I got to tell you, Judy, I did a chat GTP search.
Yes.
And it said that Judy Franco interrupts Dennis 7 to 8 times a show with the phrase starting weight. I just want to say one thing. So now you got to squeeze at least 7 or 8 of those into 2 hours instead of 4 hours if you want to keep up with your average.
Okay, will do.
That's your average. Now, Dennis, when you came back to town,
so glad to have you back to the show.
Did they make you give back the gold Rolex?
Yes, I had to give back the gold Rolex. Kyle is wearing it right now.
And is it did they at least leave the banner up that says the Dennis Malloy Kitchen?
They did leave the banner up because I filled in throughout the year and I would see it there and be embarrassed. And but then I would explain to the new interns, you know, that's me up there.
That's quite, I've seen that kitchen. It's got an Amada refrigerator. It looks like it's from the old Price is Right show. a microwave with a dial and a, I think it's Kyle's dorm room toaster oven.
It was from Kyle's dorm room. Al, how's the fishing this week?
I'm dropping off a bucket of clams right now to my sister-in-law. So whenever you're ready, you know, I promise to get you out there.
What, clams? To go clamming or is there any fish biting?
There's fish is slow right now.
Yeah, but so the clamming is the deal.
The clams are always biting. You don't have to worry about the tide, the wind, the water temperature. The clams are always biting, but the fishing's been slow. But I really want to say welcome back. I'm glad you're back. Everyone's excited you're back. The internet was popping all June about what was going to happen and what was going on. It was fascinating to watch. It was quite the bravado of you coming back.
Well, thank you, Al.
Everyone's very excited. I know you don't follow the social media.
I don't. But I hear from people like you or my brother or whatever, and I appreciate that. I'm humbled. Thank you, Al.
I'm glad. We're all glad Dennis and Judy 2.5 is back. We're loving it.
Thank you. All right, Al. Take care. Good luck today with clamming. Judy, Marianne says you can do that accent for the rest of the show. Hilarious.
Oh, thank you, Marianne. Well, I'll be too busy interrupting Dennis to be able to do it. I'm sorry.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
As you like to say.
Yeah.
If you do interrupt me.
Yeah.
Can you do it in that voice?
I'll dedicate it to your buddy, Al. He has never called this show once and said anything nice to me.
Really?
Every time. No. Occasionally, like, if he agrees with me about something, he'll be like, yeah, Judy, you know this is true. I agree with you. But most of the time, he calls to tell me something negative somebody said about me on social media. Kyle, you know this is true.
Unfortunately, it is.
It is true. And then he'll make a joke about it and, like, expects me to, like, think it's hysterical. And I'm like, dude, this is why I stay off social media. This is like when people have Facebook. And you don't have Facebook because you don't care about their kids graduating or whatever, but they call you into their office to look at their Facebook.
Right.
So I'm like, if I wanted to be on social media and hear things people say about me, I'd be on it. So I don't need Al to call in and report to me the things that people say. And then, you know.
Well, like now I feel like the husband whose wife doesn't like one of his best buddies.
Oh, but you don't care if I don't participate. He calls to talk to you. Listen, the other thing is, I remember how we used to have screeners who would come in and be like, Dennis, the guy hung up like 20 minutes ago, but he says you're an a-hole. And then you're like, wait, why do I want to know this? Like, what does Al think I'm getting out of this if he calls to tell me what snarky thing somebody's saying about me and then agree with them? Not to say, hey, Judy, somebody said this nasty thing about you, but I told them, no, it's part of the show. I defended you. He's like, so Judy, people say you suck, so I'm here to just tell you, you have 2 hours less to suck now.
Oh my God.
And so, this is every time he called.
Scott in Clearwater wants to know if it's the original transmission and original engine. Yes, with 200. Now, that was what's scaring me. So we're talking about cars. You've had a lot of miles. How many miles you put on a car? So I have 252,000 miles. Thought about getting a new engine because it's burning some oil. But I keep a big container of oil in the back, and I, you know, check it, and if it's low, I put some in. It's not a big deal. But it's pristine. The car is in good shape. Underneath is even looks good. But I thought about getting a new engine. Never did. Transmission is fine. But this past week is making this noise.
I can't believe that, Dennis, because you've driven way more than this.
What do you mean, 252,000?
Yeah, like, I don't care if it's making a noise. Fix that S and move on with your life.
So I took it to my mechanic, Melissa, down the street. And I said, Melissa, I know you're busy. Just can you just come out here and listen for just a second? Sure, yeah. Bring it by. So I brought it by. She comes out with a stethoscope and some sort of probe. And she says, it's your alternator.
Oh, was that bad?
No, it's like $300 to, you know, replace and fix.
Oh, okay. And
can you do? She said, yeah, I'll bring it by. So I drove it there this morning, rode my bike back. And I'm hoping, hey, it might be done this afternoon. I don't know.
Oh, you rode your bike back. That's adorable.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's why. Listen, she's a great mechanic and she's very, very cute. But the number one thing is she's down the street.
That's fantastic. I can't believe you still have that hot girl mechanic. All right. We're going to take a break. How many miles can you actually drive your car? What is the most miles you've ever had on a car? Dennis had 18 million miles once on a Ford, on an Isuzu Rodeo. Can you beat that? 1-800-283-101.5. Your call's next. 1120. Here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. It's 1126, and we're talking about how many miles you put on a car. And also, if you get that many miles on a car, there's certain things you won't spend money on to repair. So if you've jury-rigged it somehow to where, you know, to get the radio to work right or whatever it is you've
You need to mute the chat on in the Teams app, then, if you can mute your mic, because it's coming through pretty loud on mine, and you don't need to talk on it. You guys, everybody just get over it that we're like first day back together.
Gotcha.
And we're having some technical stuff. Yes, thank you so much. But one of
for the first day, and Kyle, thank you for all your support and help. But Kyle,
we wouldn't be able to do without Kyle.
I think it's gone pretty well for sure. Yeah.
Amazing.
Besides I was expecting the whole thing
phone
to
call. It was amazing.
I was expecting this to crash and burn with all the technology that's involved,
weren't.
And I figured there'd be some
only
hiccups.
Because we've done it before. Like Dennis, I think a couple times in the last iteration of our show was home, right?
Yeah. And it works fine. And listen, there was no reason for, and that's why I have 252,000 miles on my car.
Right.
There's no reason for me to drive 41 miles up 295 to the studio when we just plug in. Look, Judy and I see each other. Kyle and I, we all see each other.
And I love it because, you know, people were always mad at me that I was home.
Right.
We don't really know why. Just people are just weird. And now you're home, too. So I was looking at somebody on our my Instagram.
Right.
That they posted our last, you know, our first show yesterday. And somebody's like, Judy came in. Oh, that's a shocker. And I'm like, okay, well, Dennis is home now, too, people. You could be mad at him also. And then somebody wrote, am I Asian? Because, you know, my eye closes when I talk because I'm paralyzed. I swear to God, this is how mature some people are. Okay,
that's why I'm not on social media, because people just, it's their outlet to be mean and cool and stupid.
But you're right, Dennis. And I actually tagged you in that post, but then I thought you're not going to repost it.
I don't repost it.
But anyway, we have Panuts, who's a guy who has not called in quite a while, who needs
Panuts's
to be back
voice.
Here. Hey,
ladies
Panuts.
And gentlemen, listen to this voice.
Good morning, my love. How are you today?
Hey, she's good.
Welcome back there, genius.
Thank you, Panuts. What have you been up to?
Hanging out, enjoying retirement, sitting in the sun right now.
Nice.
Living life. Living
you
life.
Haven't had to break anybody's thumbs lately, have you?
No, that's old news. I can't do that shit no more.
Okay. Oh, other S you can't do on the air, just so you know. You're no longer allowed to say bad words on the radio. We had to dump it. But anyway, you as quickly as you can, Panuts.
Pardon?
We had to dump the S word that you said, but that's okay. We understand. Now, you had a pickup truck with 285,000 miles?
I still have it.
Wow.
It's a 2019.
What brand? What make? What make and model?
2019 Chevy Colorado.
That's a lot of miles for a seven-year-old car.
It's not. No, it's not. Because my son used to use it every day to go from the shore. He lives all the way down in Route 72. He used to drive up to Manalapan every day with it. So,
you're right. My friend has a pickup truck, probably the same type, Chevy something, and he's had it for 2 years. Already put like 85,000 miles on it.
You know what I find unbelievable? Back in the 80s, the 70s, 80s, 90s, if you had a car with 70, 80,000 on it, you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it.
Right.
And today, people, because of the price of vehicles, they're trying to work, keep them going as long as they possibly can. And if they had a quarter of a brain, they could actually get more miles out of it by servicing it properly.
Right. All right, Panutz, thank you so much. Appreciate you calling today. That's why I change the oil every 3,000 miles.
Do you change it yourself, by the way?
No, I take it to the Marlton Car Wash.
All right, we got to take a little break.
When they're done with the oil change.
Beautiful.
We're
going to break.
Yeah, okay.
We got to do the news. And then we'll hear about Dennis and his dad changing the oil. Coming back after this.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy show 3.0. Judy and I are happy to be back together. And Judy was reading the app chat. And, you know, a lot of people say, I had a 2008 Ford Escape, finally died 330,000 miles. I had one 2005 Escape, similar. So they're all talking about their old cars that they've run into the ground, which I like to do. I want to get my money's worth out of this car. So I've had it 7 years or whatever, and it's got 252,000. But a Butch from Allentown writes, Butch and Dolly here fishing on Island Beach State Park. I retired in January, so I'm listening. I'm loving this time to fish. A big welcome back, Dennis and Judy. Love you guys. P.S. The greenheads were waiting at the gate for us. LOL. Fishing is slow, but the R&R is great. Have you had any encounters with greenheads, Judy?
No. You know what's funny? And I should shut up about this because the second we say this, it's going to come to North Jersey. I've experienced it once. It was in Barnegat. I've never experienced it here. I don't know what it is. You're going to tell me the wind, this, that, right?
Well, that's part of it. But why it's not a North Jersey phenomenon is puzzling. But maybe there's less of those reeds, salt marsh. Less salt marshes further north, and they hang in the salt marsh. But Kyle knows them. Kyle, you've...
Yeah, it makes the beach, like, ungoable when they're there.
Ungoable, 100%.
Yeah.
I agree. That's how I would describe it.
Where have you experienced
it? Island Beach State Park.
Yeah.
I was there and legitimately probably was there for 30 minutes and had to just leave. It was that bad.
Brigantine used to be that way. It's not as bad anymore. I don't know why. But I was near Brigantine Sunday. We were at Holgate, which is the southern tip of Long Beach Island. And if you look across, you see Atlantic City and Brigantine. Well, I was fishing. All of a sudden, I said, can you get something off my back? There's like right around my shoulder. She said, oh, yeah, it's a giant greenhead chomping away at my shoulder through my shirt. And I still feel it. It still itches. So those things. And you know what they have even worse further south in Jersey? Along the Delaware Bay in Judy's favorite resort town of Fortescue. Judy, I'm going to get you a room at the hotel there on the beach at Fortescue.
The Fortescue Inn?
No, there's
actually a nice hotel there, Dennis.
On the beach.
People have said like it's like nice and they have like a nice restaurant.
Food?
Yeah.
So there's something there called strawberry flies.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the same thing, though. No?
As a greenhead, I think they've got a bigger, redder head.
That sounds attractive.
And
so do you, by the way.
Thank you. And they don't mess around like...
So does Rick Rickman.
All right, let's not go there. So one time my family was being attacked...
Yeah.
My family's being attacked by these, I thought were greenhead flies.
Right.
Get the kids in the minivan. We were at Fortescue. I just said, rather than go to the beach, let's go to the Delaware Bay.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll go crabbing or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the kids were little and
chipmunks for bait? Just curious. Live chipmunks for bait? Because somebody said they were doing that.
Earlier, yeah. But people do use chicken necks for bait for crabs. Because the bone, yeah, the,
but they're dead.
Yeah, they're dead. Anyway, so they're attacking the kids. Get them in the minivan. Get in the minivan, and they're dive bombing the window.
Nuh-uh.
Like hitting the window, like trying to get at us.
Like your ducks were doing to try to get in your house.
Right. And I said, I've never seen anything like. Now, anytime I want to go to Fortescue on a day like today in the summer, I have that memory of those things just brutally attacking. Now, if the wind's in the right direction, you don't get them.
Right.
But I don't know. Not going.
Well, I haven't been to Fortescue, but you're certainly making it sound enticing. Let's go to Douglas. You know, they're like, you know those green flies you can't stand? These are worse, with a bigger red fat head. Let me get you a room in the hotel.
And they spit and curse at you.
And they spit and they're anti-Semitic. So you want to visit? I don't know. Douglas is in Hunterdon. Hi, Douglas. Dan, I think he's beaten.
Good morning.
He's beaten you, by the way.
Really?
Happy to hear that both of you are together again.
Oh, thank you. And the thing is, the scary thing is we hate each other.
Terribly.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you can tell. So anyway, my story, my car, 395,000 miles on it.
Oh my God.
It for 14,000. It was a 2006 Scion XB. The people used to tell me I'm riding around on a toaster with four wheels. The only thing it needed was the oil change, tires, brakes, and a muffler patch the entire time that I owned it.
Well, the Scion is made by, isn't that made by Toyota?
Yeah, it was a Toyota product.
It is?
Drove my daughter back and forth to Westchester. Yep.
It looks like a cube, right?
Yeah, it's a little boxy car, yep.
They don't make them anymore.
They would have went to 500,000 miles easily if somebody didn't rear-end me and total out the car.
Oh, wow.
What a shame. You had 395 on it?
Did he beat you, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He did. What was your highest?
330, my son with the Ford Escape, yeah.
But remember that car when we first met, that Isuzu Rodeo that you had?
Yeah.
That one also, oh my God, Kyle, in order to pull the seat back, the lever broke off and he like stuck something. Remember you were like all hillbilly.
Chevy Blazer.
Oh, that was the Blazer, right.
After the Rodeo. The handle on the side that lets the seat recline,
yeah,
it snapped off. So what was left was like a metal stub.
Right.
So I took a ratchet wrench that fit that size of the stub, jammed it in there, and I had a ratchet handle.
And then like the engine fell out and he duct taped it back in. It was like a nightmare.
This is the man who has a floating dock. So it's kind of par for the course.
With a motor on it. Right. And it's a spare battery now, by the way, Kyle.
Good.
It's great.
We learned our lesson after that one time. It stuck out there.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that, you guys.
Douglas, what are you driving now?
What am I driving now? I'm swapping between a Subaru Hoopty. I don't know what year it is. And I have a 2003 Mercedes F-Class that needs... Every time I go into the shop, about, you know, $18,000 of repair bills, you know, because it's a Mercedes, of course. You know, the light bulb costs $1,000. It's a Mercedes, sir.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know the deal. Douglas, thank you very much for the call, the New Jersey 101.5. I like cars, and I used to have an extra car in case one broke down. I needed to get to work 41 miles away. Then when I retired, I was like, I don't need an extra car. So I sold the car. Now I need an extra car. But I'll see. Hopefully, you know, the alternator does it. And I might trade it in because, you know, it's probably time to freshen the ride.
Could be. But if I were you at this point, I would just be looking to set records. Because you've had so many cars. Like, I'd just be like, okay, let me just get it up to a million. You know? Well,
so if I don't need to trade it in for the money, then if I get another car, keep it around as a beater.
Yeah. Or as a hoopty, which, by the way, that guy used that word hoopty. Never heard of it until I started working here. From you, Den, I think it's a South Jersey term.
A hoopty?
Philly term. Yeah, we never
hoopty is a beater. But
yeah,
I don't know where. Dude, Kyle, have you heard of Hoopty?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
it's a your neck of the woods thing. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Isn't that kind of what you would call like the old Fords that had wooden panels on them? Wasn't that a hoopty?
No, a hoopty's, I mean, could be, but a hoopty is anything that's old and beat up that you're still driving around. Like somebody pulls up in a car and you immediately make a character judgment.
Correct.
That's a hoopty.
All right, we got to take a break, dudes. It's the Judy, Dennis and Judy show. I almost said the other thing. Uh-oh. Your phone call is coming up right now. It's 11:48. Let's take a look at New Jersey Fast Track.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:55 on the dot. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. What do you think of that, Judy?
I think a lot of people want to talk to you. About how many miles they have on their car. Mark in Pennington. I hesitate to take him because look at the guy above him, Roger, in Cambridge. Mark, you think you're pretty cool with $275,000 on a Civic, don't you?
That car was awesome.
Honda's great. Yeah, Civics in general. Hondas and Civics in particular.
275,000 miles. How many years did you have it?
I probably had that about, I think, 10 years. It ran great. The only reason I got rid of it, we were getting married and we had got a new car. I put a for sale sign on it. A kid bought it within a week's time and he drove away. It's probably still running today.
Yeah, I bought a Honda Accord, a 5-speed. From one of these side-of-the-road car dealerships, and it had 230,000 miles on it. And I got it for, I don't know, like $1,400. This was 20 years ago. I sold it for more than I paid about a 2 years later.
I think I remember that.
And it was a beater. It was a hoopty. But, you know, the people see those for sale, and if it's especially like under $5,000, they'll take it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Dennis, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. When did you guys start? I feel like I started listening in 97. Were you guys on the radio in 97 together?
That's Sir, I was not even born in 1997. You're disgusting.
Stop.
I'll tell you.
We started August 5th. Our first day together was August 5th, 1997.
And Judy's no slouch now, but she was smoking hot back then.
Thank you. I was. Yeah. I was.
And still a beautiful.
All right, relax, Dennis, please. But I was. Thank you.
Yeah. It was all I could do to keep from jumping on her in the hallway.
That's why you didn't.
Why?
That's why you didn't keep from jumping on me in the hallway. You jumped on me in the hallway every day. And
that's why you decided to work from home.
Are you kidding? That's what kept me coming in every day.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot
it's like the first, it's like the first day when, and it's like when I went to my boss recently and said, I want to talk to you about the sexual harassment in the office. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, you should be. There's not enough of it. Everybody stopped mentioning my ass. What is going on here? Rogers and Cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We can take one quick call. Roger, tell us the big number because you won the prize today.
Around 450. The reason why it's around is because the odometer broke around 425.
Oh my God. And you were given the car.
That.
You were given the car with 70,000 miles. What kind of car was it?
Yeah, Cutlass Supreme. My father-in-law, every 4 years, he insisted on getting a new car. And he gave
my God.
His 1984 Cutlass Supreme.
Do you remember that car, Den?
I do.
That was a stunning car at the time. Oh, Roger, what a car.
What color?
Champagne.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
That's the color
so
I had.
So jealous.
Mauve, pinkish thing. Yeah. Anyhow,
they went with that champagne GM went with it for a few years. We got to go.
Did they?
Yeah. All right, Roger, well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate the call. Judy, what do we do now?
I have a feeling we go home.
We get the F out of the way. We are home. right,
and
so,
we get to welcome our colleagues to the airwaves.
Lou and Michelle are the best. 3 hours of great entertainment follows. And Judy, we'll see you tomorrow.
We should do it again?
Yes.
Okie dokie. We'll
loving
see
this.
You then.
Loving
love you guys. Lou and Michelle next. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Mwah.